must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
I know I did one this morning, but I'm fucking stressed. I'm not gonna lie. I literally almost, as I see my boss walking out leisurely, so he can casually go on his compensation, you know, and he can casually go out and enjoy his lunch with his other, you know, peers that are evidently higher than us, you know, because we must eat at our desks and work like peasants. But you know, it is what it is. I realize, you know, it's nothing's going to change, because, you know, even the things that are a possibility of being changed aren't being changed. So you know, it's like that saying goes, you know, if you expect something to change and you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's you who is crazy. The world's not just going to bend over and change just because you want it to, you know. You got to change the processes and the environment in order for that change to take place. So I don't know. I almost quit, you know. There's this user that I've been dealing with for a couple months, and I'm pretty sure that she doesn't actually have an issue, that she's just spoiled brat who wants things to work a certain way, you know, and she makes it impossible for me to do my job, and at the same time poses the issues that she's encountering because of her lack of experience or her lack of technical knowledge. She blames all those issues on me, you know, so I don't know, you know, and she said that last time it took 9 hours for me to work on her issue. You know, I don't even work for 9 hours. Like, how did it? So, you know, I could almost see her, like, falling behind on her work and then blaming, you know, and I think a lot of users do that, you know, they fall behind on their work, or they have some issue, you know, and they just look for excuses, you know, and IT guys are a great excuse, you know. If their tools aren't working, well, you know, it's the IT's fault, you know, for, you know, and maybe that's how they justify their lack of, I don't know. I want to get away from that. I'm super annoyed, so I decided to actually take a lunch break today and get away from the office, so I'm not getting paid. But, you know, I feel like it was a good day to step away. Yes, last night they did deployments, Windows 10, you know, and I hate how they, you know, I don't know, it's just annoying, like, they didn't involve me in any way, and then I have to go in afterwards and basically pick up on what everyone else missed the previous night, you know, and it's just frustrating to have issues that you have to deal with that are out of your control, and I'm sick of it. I don't know. So today, like, so there's this issue with changing your passwords. If you're a Mac user, you know, you can't, they're joined to the domain, but they can't really interact with our server. So not to get too technical into it, but basically Mac users were having an issue changing their passwords to comply with our security policy. So since no one else has experience with Macs, they made me the go-to Mac person, right? So everything falls on me. I have to create guides for these other departments, you know. I have to create instructions for Macs. And basically, it was the exact same instructions that I already, like, so they were, that's what was bothering me, because they were nagging me for a fucking guide that they already have. Like, there's no, like, there's no difference. You know, what they were nagging me for was irrelevant for what they want, what they needed. You know, they kept nagging me because of but that's for a totally different issue. But I complied. I made them their stupid guide. I wasted hours of my time to create that for them. Right after I made it, you know, I'm told, oh, we don't need that because there was an error in the process, and we had a misunderstanding, and that's been fixed. And it was everything. I already knew all that. Like, you're beating a dead horse, you know. And I told them that, and they were like, no, you don't know it. You don't know the process. Well, we'll tell you the process tomorrow. The actual process. I hate fucking people. So yeah, I just decided to take a break instead. Instead of just fucking quitting my job and fucking my life over. So fucking done. I don't know. I'm gonna go to the fish store here. And on my lunch break and get some supplies for the axolotl tank that I gave my parents. It's just a small 10-gallon tank with a baby axolotl that has its... He's going into his juvenile stage where their limbs and whatnot grow out. And so they're very, very small, very cute right now. I wanted to get her a sponge filter, and she asked me to get her a plant. So I want to find her a freshwater plant, and possibly a background for the actual tank. You know, those wallpapers for tanks. So I want to hook my mom up here, and I just thought about, you know, hopefully there aren't any issues with the plant since I'm going to be leaving it in my car for the rest of my shift. But yeah, I don't know, I'm just so fed up with work, I'm so, like, frustrated, I'm so done, you know, like everything seems so futile. Like, it seems like the more, like, the harder I try, the more it comes back to fuck me in the end. Like it's almost beneficial for my health to be a slacker, to go against my values as a human and as an employee, you know. I don't know. I'm so fucking fed up with it. I don't know. And I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch. So I'm going to get some food. I think I'm going to take an hour lunch, because fuck it. I'm so sick of that place. I don't want to be around it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how things go. Man, that fucking user, man, that annoyed the fuck out of me when she fucking accused me of, I don't know, like, fucking people, man, it just annoys me. Like, you really think that I'm not busy, you know, like, taking time out of my day to work on an issue that you can't replicate, that happens sporadically, that happens, you know, inconsistently, and it's, you know, and it's Excel issues, you know, and Excel is notorious for being shitty to begin with, and what these users are doing is in freaking crazy amounts of fucking work on it, you know, so it really takes up the resources on the computer itself. So, you know, so there's a bunch of things, you know, that we should be able to do, but it's so impossible with this user. Like, you know, like, for example, if we want to upgrade her RAM, no can do, you know, she's impossible to work with. She's so busy. She always needs her laptop that's broken, you know, like, so we can't, like, work on it. She can't, like, schedule time out of her day so we can, like, remote in and work on it. So it's just frustrating. I'm going to write an email that's probably going to come back to bite me and see if my manager can have someone else work with her, because I'm just tired of it. I worked with her when I first started, and I had the same issues. You know, it was really hard to get a hold of her, really hard to actually resolve issues, because they don't actually seem like issues. They seem more like user errors. You know, and that's something you don't ever want to accuse someone of, you know, just blame their incompetency, because, you know, they'll get butthurt over that, even if it's true. And so it's 11 minutes. I better go inside, stop ranting. I really want to, but it's just fucking hard, because that's all that's on my mind, because I just feel like I'm getting screwed over, you know, with everything. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere with anything. And work's always on my mind, and it's not good things about work. Like, yesterday I came in, I had like 20, 30 tickets. I don't know exactly how many tickets I had, but I updated every single one of them. I went through and got an update, followed up on every single one. So technically, my work's done, but we're not going to get any more incentives. Like, I have to do other people's works to get down to the point where I'm incentivized. So I have to overexert myself, or we have to work as a team to get incentives, you know, and when working as a team isn't going to happen. So it seems like the only way, you know, I can get incentivized, I can get some perks, is if I actually, you know, stress myself out, work myself, overload myself, and I'm just tired of it. I'm not willing to do that anymore. I already got to the point where I'm burnt out, where I ran out of all of my vacation time, so, you know, I can't even, like, de-stress at that point, take some time off and worry about something else. Who knows, but anyways, let's get back into, let's see if we can't get some good content from this pet store while I get some of that sponge filter and whatnot. Store hours, Monday through Friday, 11 to 7 p.m. All right, let's see. Just had water. Hatch baby brine trim. Oh, mm.
bomba de aire. Twin bombs. Damn, this was half true.
Questions, or just kind of checking it out?
No, I'm just checking it out for now. Appreciate it, though. How much are these? Arm and a leg? Let's look for a plant. And I don't know. Do, 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 do. Hey, do you know where I can find backdrops for fish tanks?
Yep. How big is the tank?
It's just a 10-gallon.
Okay.
Oh, did you guys cut them out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How much would it be for like a 10-gallon, do you think?
Like $6-$7.
Oh, okay. How long would it take to... I'll actually just buy that later. Do you know where I could get, like, plants, water plants?
Yeah, the ones that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Cool. Let me take a look then. Appreciate
it.
Sounds good. Anonymous, Amphimus. Not much of a selection. Alright, well, we'll get that later. We don't have much of a selection, so we'll do something artificial for now. Rose.
looks good.
Just one more.
Yeah. Should put these in your substrate. And those guys reach the crickets. Yeah, so it makes it pretty much a pretty well balanced biological environment. They're like usually
little clear bugs.
Yeah, they're just like little clear.
And then you just eat the carcasses.
Yeah. Eat the dead cricket carcasses. It's really cool. We just started getting them. They've done a good job of that.
Yeah, there's
so it's pretty cool. Real easy though. A good setup's gonna run you on the low end about $350 to $400, depending on the size. But if you get everything, then you're just down a few bucks a week as far as cricket feeding at that point. So it's really easy.
I just need a couple of small cricket.
What'd you guys feed the chinchillas?
Chinchilla food? It's like a pelleted food similar to rabbits, but specifically formulated for chinchilla.
Gotcha.
It was
$24.62. You guys still selling axolotls?
We don't have any right now. I got an amphema.
What's an amphema?
Like an eel and axolotl had a baby.
That's weird. Yeah, you guys still buying them?
Yeah, when they're available.
Yeah, okay.
Just seasonally, just like most animals. I have to get them all the time.
Right. Do you have a bag?
Yeah. Can I get your help out?
I just need a couple of really small crickets from the medium.
Okay, it says to collect 714 on top of that, approved for 1740.
Well, this is the
714.
Give me a second, that's weird.
Here's a sheet showing you.
So how much?
So it took 1748, there's still 1714 due. Okay.
Is
that everything for you? 43 cents.
You're good.
Thank you.
Sure?
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. You have a good day.
So we'll be 12.86 back. 12, 26.
Thanks, man. Have a good day. All good?
Yeah. Have a great day, man.
You too. Thanks. Piece of shit, just what I needed. I fucking hate my life. So yeah, just more insult to injury. I guess I'm overdrafted on my fucking bank account now. I had a payment taken out unexpectedly from one of these stupid credit card companies. It's one of those automatic drafts I fucking forgot. So hopefully my fucking bank gives me back fucking $20 they're gonna charge me for the transaction. So I had to pay with cash that I have, but it's fucking stupid. Just never can catch a break. It's almost cheaper just to buy a gun and just kill myself. But yeah, so let's let me go cry my the chicken sandwich, I guess. And I'll just use that time to really reconsider what I'm doing with my life and consider whether it's something I should continue doing, you know, as far as living, because I don't know, man, it's just gotten to that point where, like, fuck, getting older, I don't see much hope for me in the future. Nothing but pains, like, I don't, like, see, like, any positives, you know. I didn't really grow up vacationing much, you know, so, you know, and I can't really vacation much now either because I don't really have the cash flow for it. So it kind of seems like I'm an indentured servant, you know. I have to work no matter what or lose everything I have. I have to, you know, I don't really quite make enough to get out of my circumstances, and I don't make enough to make my life more enjoyable. So it seems like I'm gonna have to, you know, work, no support, no subsidizing from the government, you know. It's just bullshit, man. I'm just so tired of dealing with all of this. If it's not one thing, it's another. Like, now it's this fucking card got declined. How fucking embarrassing, man. I have to deal with fucking customer support and see if they'll refund me the money for overdrafting. Why don't they just decline it? Just say, oh, you don't have enough. It's so bullshit. And then I have to go back and deal with all these users that I don't want to deal with. That I clearly don't make enough to be dealing with. I hate it so much, man. Okay, and let's say I want to look for another job. Okay. Here's a list of jobs hiring. Well, do you guys take interviews after 5 p.m.? Do you guys take interviews on the weekend? Because it's kind of hard. You know, I can barely take time off work to do, I don't know. I'm so tired of it, man. I don't see any good outcomes, and it feels like I'm gonna have to hit rock bottom to make any changes from here. And I don't necessarily want to go through that, like, you know, if I get fired, okay, I'm forced to look for another job. But how do I look for another job while I'm employed when the job I have takes up so much of my time, so much of my mind, that, you know, by the time I get home, I can't even, you know, process enough information in order to will myself to apply for jobs, to write an application. Like, I have no mental energy by at the end of the day. So I guess I'm going to have to get fired and just be forced to look for another job and hope that the bills don't over pile up even more than they are already during that time. Oh, man. Fucking hate my life. So I don't know. Hopefully my mom, my parents like this shit that I got them for the tank. So overpriced. I should have just got it online. Flooring Liquidators, 801-691-0215. Maybe I should just tell my boss I'm quitting. Just, I don't know how worth it is. Like, the money's not crazy good enough for me to, put up with all this shit, you know. But right now I'm gonna get chicken sandwich from my favorite restaurant. My favorite go-to lunch spot. Called Kevin's Chicken. Great chicken. Vietnamese line. Espresso roast, a dark roasted, full bodied, mountain grown coffee. Hello. Good, how are you? Can I just get a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold outside. No onions, please.
No onion, extra jalapenos.
No, thank you. Yeah, just a sandwich. I just get a 5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one. Gonna get them cold because I hate myself. They're so fucking expensive. They're half Jew here, I think. Half Jew gas station. It's even more expensive than normal gas stations. $4. Hello. $361. Thank you. Have a good day. Wow. Let's try to help give him a little extra tip. I wish I could date their daughter. Vietnamese family here make great chicken sandwiches. Their competitor opened up next door. Chicken fingers. Post Malone actually ended up going there, you know, and but it's crazy. I think that this place is always more full than that place. This place, so it's a little restaurant that's inside a gas station, and man, they make some great food. In comparison to all the other places here, this chicken actually tastes homemade, and no complaints here. It's my go-to. It's $4.50 for a sandwich. Go with that every time. Give her $5, depend how broke I am. Sometimes they have their daughter working there. You know, I think she's like 18, 19, 20, you know, around that age. Very cute girl, you know. And I feel sorry for her because every time I go there, she kind of looks like, you know, those Asian kids whose parents had money and spoiled the daughter. But so she kind of doesn't seem like she wants to be there, and just kind of seems forced. She shouldn't be there. I mean, you know, washing dishes. She should be modeling somewhere. She's a really cute girl. She's short, though, but I don't know. I'm just a dog. So all dogs are men. You know what they say. So just heading back to my place of hell. My homie wanted me to go smoke with him right now at his crib. You know how much I'd love to do that? I'd just love to fucking clock out, go over to my friend's house, and smoke a fat blunt. Like, I haven't hung out with any of my homies for a while either. Just driving back to work, I'm gonna go park in the middle of nowhere and wrap up my lunch, I guess. I'm up to 40 subscribers on my YouTube channel. It's pretty nice. You know, I've gotten 7,000 unique impressions since I started doing the podcast. So, you know, that's kind of motivating, even though they don't mean much. You know, I don't know how many of those clicks are coming back or actually listening through. Just some stats I was looking at last night. So, it's, you know, if people are listening, I appreciate it. Please continue to share, pass the word on. I don't got nothing else going, you know, like, I go home and I try to come up with stuff to do for this, you know, and try to get everything ready so I can kind of do this more professionally, more as a professional endeavor, you know, professional. Hold on, I don't know, I'm just gonna end it now. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope there wasn't too much dead air with the store visits, but I think it's kind of a neat idea. So, you know, sometimes you test ideas out, they don't work out. But it's kind of weird because, you know, like, I kind of had the idea of doing like an IRL podcast where I'm doing a podcast while I'm out and about. But it doesn't really work out when you don't talk, you know. And I'm not going to be, like, apparently talking to myself in a store. Like, I engage with people, but there's usually other customers around. So it doesn't really usually work out the way I planned it to. But I don't know. I'm going to go inside. I don't want to be out here not getting paid. I'm sorry. Or I'm still pissed off that, you know, my card got declined. I'm trying to forget about that. But anyways, I love you guys. Not really, but I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I hope your day is better than mine. Have a good one.